Blog Talk Radio.
Now for 26 years, July 27th.
Amen. And we're going to come back to some of the things you shared. So now I want to ask Jackie the same question. Who is Jackie?
Jackie is a woman of God who loves her husband unconditionally. Like girls mentioned, we've been married 26 years now. We have two beautiful children together. Our daughter is 25. She's finishing up her criminal justice degree. We have a 17-year-old son who enjoys school. He loves math. He also is a child of God, and he attends church with us every single Sunday. So we're a family that loves and praises God together.
Well, amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to go back to Daryl. And, Daryl, I'm going to just ask you some questions. Now, first of all, I want to start off, I'm going to do the husband, I'm going to do the businessman, I'm going to do husband, and I'm going to do the man of God, because we all wear different hats. So, first of all, let me talk to the businessman. I understand you have a business.
I do. I started out doing construction and did construction for a while, and I enjoyed it, but it got too crazy out there, and instead of me having to chase the dollar down all the time, I said, Lord, show me something else to do. And I now have a bicycle business, and the name of the business is DAG Riders. Those are our family initials, D-A-G, and all of our children have the same initials, along with my brother, his son, and also my father. And we share the business. We are located here in Los Angeles. I set up on Hyde Park in Van Nuys during the week, every day except Wednesday and Sunday, from 12 until 6. And then I go out to Roller Skates of America, and I'm sure some of you may know it, on 168th and Hawthorne Boulevard, where Rick is out there every day of the week except Sunday and Monday. So I'm thankful that the Lord has blessed me with a business where I can share and exercise and let others know that you can ride for life. You can ride these bikes and you can drop weight. You can get your circulation back. And I thank you for showing me this business.
Amen. Amen. And now, Jackie, are you involved with the family business as well?
I am not involved with the family business. I work for a major university here in LA, and I've been there 17 years.
17 years. Okay, so so now we're going to switch over, and we're going to get to the husband and the wife. We're going to get to the husband and the wife, and both. Daryl, you shared your story, and you shared that you had went to the military and you had some struggles. And one of the things I really want our audience to hear, because, I've heard, you share your testimony, and one of the things that stuck out for me that I really thought, wow, somebody needs to hear this, and really couples, whether you're married couples or you're dating couples or you really you involved and you don't know what you are, I thought that this was going to be a good testimony, because oftentimes when we're in relationships, at the first sign of trouble, what we call the red flags, we run. And so I want to go to Jackie, actually. So what made you, because I know you said red flags, because based on Daryl's testimony, there was a red flag. What made you stay in spite of?
You know, that's a good question. What made me stay? It had to be God, because where I came up from, where I was raised, that I had no experience with anyone struggling with a drug addiction, so it kind of caught me off guard. But there was just something about this man that I knew this was not all that he was about. So it was something that God, it had to be God that led me to stay and stick it out, and I'm glad I did.
So it almost sounds like, guys, you often hear them say, oh, well, you know what, we can't fall in love with potential. And it sounds like you seen his potential.
Oh, yeah, it was something different about him. You know, I had been in previous relationships, but there was just something totally, totally different about Daryl that attracted me to him, and saw that, you know, he was a good man, that he was not someone that, you know, you should just, you know, throw out the door. So, yeah, so I stuck it out, and like I said, I'm glad I did.
Amen. I would go to the husband. You know, a lot of times when people are through, and you often hear too, you know, with men particularly, and I'm not a man, so I can't speak, but you hear, you know, they say behind every great man, you know, behind every good man is a great woman. And so, girl, I'm going to ask you, there was something about your relationship with this woman that is now your queen, your Rhea. What did she bring that was, you know, she had to bring some type of something, some stability that caused you to really want the desire.
You just said it. The stability, you know, I was running here and there. Like I told you, I went in the military running from the drugs, got in the military, did all the exercises and ran and all of that, and excelled at everything, but I still had that addiction. I used more in the military than I did on the street, simply because I had a meal card and I had a roof over my head. So I didn't really need no money, so I would go and get high. And I made it through most of the military getting high, and then I told them I had an issue, a drug problem, and I dealt with that for a minute, and I got out under honorable discharge, and I thank God that my wife she stuck with me when I got out. You know, I hadn't been getting high, but I did have a couple of bouts with it after I got out, and she stuck with me, and the rest is really behind us. I saw her downtown, I hit at her, and we hooked up. And started talking, started going to church together. Couldn't sit under the word without feeling convicted, so we said I do, and we've been together ever since. And it's a cold thing, but she had a boyfriend when I met her, and I kind of stole her away from him. But God knew what I needed, and he provided me with a woman of stability, and it's helped me become a stable man, not just spiritually, but financially also, you know, just getting my ducks in order, so to speak, and blessing us with the children. And I'm just thankful where I am. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for her or try to do for her.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach D, I have a question for Ms. Gaines.
Yes.
Mr. Gaines, what did you see in Mr. Gaines that gave you an insight to what he could be, other than his current circumstance?
Like I said, I had been in, you know, many relationships before, and he was totally different from anyone that I had ever come across before. He just made me feel like I was the only woman in the world for him. He really did. He made me feel loved. He made me feel needed. And I just knew that I couldn't let that pass me by, in spite of, you know, his shortcomings. I just knew that wasn't the end of the story for him.
Did you worry about those shortcomings and what the future would hold if he didn't address those? Were you at all concerned?
You know, before we got married, I was, but once we both made a commitment together before God when we took our vows, all of that went away. I never worried, was he going to go back out there and start using again? I never worried, was he going to just walk out one day and I never see him again? I just never worried about any of that. God gave me peace.
Amen. And a question for you, Daryl. I, too, is an ex-military guy, and I know what you mean about you don't have to worry about anything else because you have a roof over your head and you have food to eat. Yeah, you know, so you have all of the essentials to maintain life. And so I, too, have seen a lot of drug abuse that goes on in the military. Did anybody try to help you while you were in the military as far as any military advocates or programs or anything like that?
You know, I did go to ADAG, which is a drug treatment organization in the military. Not so much a treatment. They just counseled you mainly, trying to find out why you were doing what you were doing. And it was just something I chose to do at that time. Those 3.5 years, I look at them as like really dead time in my life. But getting high time was years that I have to really think hard to remember those years. And I think it was God even then keeping me to show me that I'm not all that I thought I was. Even then, he was carrying me. He was showing me that I needed him and I need to learn to get self out the way so that he be glorified in my life.
So, Daryl, if I may ask, what drug were you addicted to?
Cocaine. Rock cocaine.
Very addictive drug.
Yeah. I tried drinking. It didn't agree with me because I saw my family struggle with alcoholism. So I chose to go to the cocaine, and before I knew it, I was caught up. So.
And how long were you in that addiction stage?
I was in the addiction from 1980 until almost 89, till December of 88. Because even going through the military and all, I used in there too. So it was I didn't stop using until I got out. So I think God for his grace and his mercy and that last hit not being my last hit.
Amen.
What would you say, Jackie, you know, there's people listening in, young ladies listening in, and they're not married, they're in a relationship, and they're going through, and I know it varies because it depends on what they're going through, but let's say somebody's going through a similar thing, you know, where they're dealing with a relationship where there's addiction involved. What would be some of the things, if you had to give them some wise words, what would be the wise words that you would give to a young lady right now that's in between that place of making a decision if she should leave or she should pray it out?
I would say she should definitely start out with praying about it and seeking God for guidance and an answer. And she should definitely be having a conversation with that young man that she's thinking about starting the future with, because really until he has hit his rock bottom, I'm not sure how far the relationship would progress. But I knew that Daryl had already hit his rock bottom, and so prayer was definitely a big part of it.
So it sounds to me that first and foremost it sounds that your relationship, your personal relationship with God, was the governing factor, because you had to be in tune. You had to be connected in order to be able, you know, as I listen to your story, a scripture comes to mind, and it's 1 Peter 4:8. And 1 Peter 4:8 basically is telling us, you know, in summary, that love covers a multitude of sins. And so But you can't, we wouldn't even be, you wouldn't even been able to have that kind of love, not by Jackie's might, but it had to be from the love of God that you would only get through relationship with God and knowing who you are in God, because God is love.
Absolutely.
And he
absolutely
image. So, wow. So that's, you know, as I listen, that's what comes to mind, is that because you allowed God to be in a relationship with God and you allowed his love to fill you, that you had enough love to cover this man's shortcoming and,
right,
and basically to wholeness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, couldn't have done it without God, I'm telling you. It would have been impossible.
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Do you have anything that you want to say? What I would like to do, because I got this feeling that we might have people in the audience that are listening in. I mean, this is an amazing story. You know, just a story of hope. I think just a story of hope, because knowing where you came from and knowing where you've been and knowing where you are now, because she knew who you were. That's a key thing. She's seen who you were, who you are. You know, when we're not our circumstances. And so when we focus so much on the circumstance of what somebody is going through, we could totally miss what that person really is and who God has called them to be, should I say. So I would like to be able to reach out to our audience, those that's listening in. We're going to continue with the show, but at any time, if you have a question, a comment, or even if you need prayer, maybe you and your husband or wife, or you and your somebody you're dating or listening in together, and you're going through some life changes. It doesn't have to be addiction. It could be anything that you're going through right now, and you want prayer, or you have a question. Please feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question, and we'll be more than glad to bring you in for that question. If you're listening in online, unfortunately, you can't interact with us from online, but if you do have a question, feel free to call area code 646-721-9678. That'll put you in the studio. If you can't get in, you can keep trying, because sometimes the lines do get busy and it's hard to get in. We do have a caller that I'm going to go ahead and take quickly. Caller area code 323, last 4, 8437. Welcome to Processing the Pain.
Yes, God bless you, Coach D. How you doing?
I am blessed, Pastor D.
Amen. It's good to hear the radio broadcast. I definitely wanted to tune in because Brother Gaines was on deck and his wife, and I was really, thank God for the humility and just them sharing their testimony of how the Lord gave them victory. You know, Brother Gaines is in the neighborhood with me. I pass by and holler at him as he's selling his bikes, and I pray that he sells more bikes than ever in history. I know I need to get out there and get on my bike, and it's in the garage collecting dust, but I need some exercise, and I'm just encouraged by Sister Gaines' testimony. You know, we've been through drug history, my wife and I, you know, the criminal lifestyle, and the Lord has blessed us. I think about 30 years for me and 28 for her, but I'm just blessed by hearing Sister Gaines, because she's a good woman and stands by her man, and I'm just encouraged because, you know, I think about all my wife puts up with me after Jesus Christ, after salvation. So it is a miracle, you know, to get the behavior that she has to deal with me. I just thank God. I think it's Coach D. Beside every great man, there's a great woman. And so I'm just thank God that he has that, you know, that mate for us that's compatible, and he has to put us together. You know, what God has joined together that no one put asunder. We'll be celebrating about 17 in March, the Lord will. So, you know, it's been a battle with me. Sometimes I, you know, I'm just shut down, you know, my emotions, I'm sure I can use some counseling assistance, but I would just encourage, and I just want to say that y'all bless me by listening to that healing. And the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so
Amen.
I'm just thankful to tune in tonight. I want to encourage y'all to keep on doing, let the Lord use you and live through you. And we'll be praying for y'all. Pray for us.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Amen.
Hey, Pastor, I wanna just say you need to get back on that bike, sir.
Oh yes.
And let the Lord go ahead and work that body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a good thing, you know.
I bless
God for you. Every time you drive by and you bump your horn, and, you know,
yeah.
I just thank God for the people that are recognizing that I'm there for the long haul here in the neighborhood. You're just trying to encourage these youngsters that come around those corners, you know, and let them know that God is in control. And
yes,
I bless them, and I thank God for those that have made changes in their lives, that have actually stepped through the church doors from the Lord using me on that corner. So
yes,
I just bless you, and I thank God for you and your wife, and that you'll continue to strive to do whatever he calls you to do. And be blessed, my brother.
All right, doctor. God bless you, man. Thank you. I receive it. God bless you, Coach D.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was, I always say pastor, and I know he say bro, but that was pastor.
Yeah,
no, I'm speaking it, you know. And they were one of some of the original guests on Processing the Pain over a year ago. And they shared testimony, which was an awesome testimony, just an awesome testimony, another testimony of hope, you know. And I love bringing hope to the pain, because there's so many people that's hopeless, and there's so many people that can't get past their life pain, and they get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like bringing people on, especially couples and it's just individuals that have a story to tell, because people need to know that you don't have to stay where you are. And everybody got a story. And the worst thing we can do is believe, is to get to a point in life where we forget that we had a story. Because we can't minister to other people where they're at if they don't know that we've been through some stuff. And some of us still going through some stuff. And, you know, as long as we're in this flesh, we're going to keep going through. So thank you, Maddox. Amen. So, again, we want to just kind of keep the audience involved. If there is someone listening in that have a question or comment, we welcome that question or comment. Dial 1 again on your dial pad, and that'll let us know that you have a question. So, Dora, we're gonna go back to we know now that you're a businessman, you've got a business, and I'm gonna ask you about that again, because for people that's listening, that's in the LA area, that's looking to, you know, this is a new year, and you know, at the beginning of the new year, everybody make resolutions. Everybody want to get in good health and good shape. So
that's right.
If people are thinking, hey, this year I want to get a bike for me and my family, and we want to get out on the beach and start riding bikes as a form of exercise, let them know again where your shop is and how they can reach you in order to make their next purchase through Dag Riders.
Well, I set up on the corner of Hyde Park and Van Nuys right here in L.A. The zip code is 90047. The address where I'm at is actually 2200 Hyde Park Boulevard. I'm set up there every day except Sunday and Wednesday from 12 to 6 or so. And right now I'm running a special where you can buy one bike and get a bike half price. I do have new bikes and I have used bikes. I'm able to fix and repair also.
Amen.
If you need any parts or accessories, I have them. And the other address where we're located is 16726 Hawthorne Boulevard. That's in Roller Skates of America. That's the building. It's in the Roller Skates of America building. I have bicycles there also. And I'm just, you know, trying to let the people know that exercise is life, and that we can ride together and just enjoy one another.
Amen.
Amen. McKinley, did you have any other questions for our guest?
Well, I have two questions. Number one for Mr. Gaines. When did you, or how did you kind of figure out how to get out of one season into another? I'm sure there was a process, but when did you finally say it's time to get busy? What was the turning point?
As far as you say, turning point
as,
for
as far as you making a conscious decision and putting actions or doing what you're doing in the verb, putting an action plan together and moving forward to get out of one season and transition over to the new season. Did you just wake up one day and say, today is the day, or was it a gradual process, or what was the turning point?
I was tired of being tired. I say, Lord, show me how to stand against these temptations that I'm having, the desires that I have that aren't of you. And he gave me the ability to stand. No rehab. And I gave my life to the
Amen.
Lord. And I never looked back. Never looked back. I've been tried. I've done work for people and cut open a roof and find their stash with thousands of dollars worth of cocaine, rocked up ready to smoke, and go to another facility where I'm working down on Crenshaw, Washington, and step out of my truck after I've cashed a check for $3,000 or $4,000 and find a couple of $100 worth of cocaine rock. You know, so I've been tried, see. And after so long, I realized that I was no longer recovering from my addiction. I had been delivered from my addiction. And
Amen. That's
why I'm delivered. I'm no longer struggling with that. Now, what keeps me going forward is I never want to have to say I have one day clean again. That's why I'm counting 27 years plus now, because I never want to have to say I have one day.
Amen.
I thank God for giving me the strength in my natural body as well as the spiritual word that keeps me, and my wife being here to support me in the decisions that I make, we make. I may try to make some on my own, but I still consult with her in most of them. And we just have a good relationship. We work together to be an example for our children. Even in the church, we try to just be ourselves. We're not in there shaking and faking, making people think we're something that we're not. We're in there to praise the Lord and show them that you got to be real with this thing. Other than that, you're going to slip and fall. So I just thank God, you know, that he's blessed us to be able to withstand some storms. When the red flags pop up, I just try to kick them down in a hurry. And I thank God for where we are today.
Well, you know, the biggest thing about your testimony is that you were challenged and you were able to overcome those challenges, because I'm sure the temptation of something that holds such a powerful grip on your life for 8 or 9 years, it's not an easy mm-hmm. transition to rid yourself of that addiction and thinking about, you know, what it did for you and just ignoring that and moving forward with God's grace. So I applaud you for that.
And I thank you for the compliment, because without God, I couldn't do it, brother.
Absolutely.
I couldn't have done it.
That's the key right there. That's the key.
Yeah. Denise saw me struggle back in the day. She saw me before I went in the military. Yeah.
She saw me
go through it.
That's why I know firsthand, and I thank God for his amazing grace. His grace was sufficient. And when we line up to his purpose and plan, and sometimes, you know, and in order to do that, we have to surrender, because we want to control things and do things our way, and we want to, you know, and when we let God do what he's going to do, and when we let him allow him to direct us, you know, in situations, and we don't always get it right. You know,
Coach D, it's not a cliche to let go and let God.
Yeah.
That's real.
You know?
Yeah.
So we definitely don't always get it right.
sometimes it's harder than letting go to let God. See, because God, he doesn't force himself upon us. And see, that's how gracious and merciful he is, that he gives us that choice and the chance to make the choice. And I thank him for giving me the strength to stand. I just know without a shadow of a doubt that it's God's will that I'm able to stand strong and be upright and an example to my sons, that they don't have to worry about where I am or if I'm coming home tonight. You know, they know their daddy is either on that corner selling them bikes or at the skating rink or at church, at the choir rehearsal at church, or here, you know, that's it. But they know where I'm at. They don't have to be worrying about me.
Amen.
Well, you know,
and that's a big thing.
Yes. And the thing about it, what I do know from what I gather and what I've seen is that when the key thing, too, in your marriage, I notice that you guys do a lot of couple things with other couples. And I think that strengthens other like-minded believers. And when you surround yourself with other people that's striving to be where you're at, striving to do, you know, that's striving to be pleasing to God, and you begin to surround yourself around that, that's just that extra strength that even couples that didn't have to necessarily go through what you guys went through, but just couples period, just trying to take two individuals and make them one is already hard. So to just be able to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with other like-minded believers. We have another caller I'm going to bring in. Caller, area code 432, last four, 0205. Welcome to Processing the.
Thank you so much, Coach D. I appreciate the opportunity to phone in and share with you all. I thank you for the subject tonight as well. I really love the show. I'm Minister Bruns. I'm also an evangelist. And I recognize deeply what Brother Gaines has gone through in the past, simply because my past also consists of drugs and things of similar. And I think I did hear him talk about how he was really able to let go. And with me, many years ago, it was God. It was completely God. It wasn't a program. But it was a submission for me, and it was God that did the deliverance, and it all went away. Now I'm able to help and counsel other people. Praise the Lord. But Brother Gaines, I would like to say to you, I would like to commend you, first of all, for your openness about your past. One of the things that I try to encourage people to do is not hide, because that's exactly what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to hide it and cover it up so that he can continue to pull your way and sway you in directions that does not give God glory. And he likes secrecy and privacy. And I like the fact that you're open and honest about it. And I hope many people are listening tonight so that they, too, can come up from behind that shell and quit hiding the thing. It needs to be exposed. Every time you see Jesus in the Bible, when he spoke to people about their past, when he talked to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, he said things as if to uncover that they was thinking when they didn't even say it. And that's the way we need to be, transparent and just reveal ourselves. Tell on yourself and don't allow others to do it, because when they do it, they're not going to do it the way it really is. So I commend you, Holly, brother. I respect where you are in Christ, and I love the fact that you are gone for us. Sister Gaines, I commend you too, because it takes a strong woman to stand there and help hold the brother up. You know, God gave a man, he gave woman to man as a helpmate.
Mm-hmm.
He did not put the woman behind the man. He did not put the woman up in front of the man, on top of the man. He put that woman right next to that man. He said that I am going to give you a helper. That means that a woman is going to help and assist a man in the things that he do. So I take my hat off to you for being strong enough to hear God and stay there. And because you did, And I hope other people are listening. But because you did, look at you now. So I
bless
over you in the name of Jesus, and I hope that you continue on as you are. And there needs to, we need to get the word out to other people to quit hiding drug addiction. Quit hiding. Whatever you, the problem is, quit hiding, because that's what Satan wants you to do.
That's right. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You for that.
And well, you
Thank
know,
you.
You know, the word of God says, be ashamed of me before man. I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. And you know, see, I was bold when I was out there in the street. So now that I'm serving the Lord, I'm just as bold. There's no fear. I share and I let them know. You got to make a change if you want to make it to the other side.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Minister Donald, thank you so much. Minister Donald is calling in from Texas, and thank you for sharing tonight, and thank you
Bless
for supporting.
You.
The
Bless you, and thank you very kindly. Bless you, and
Always.
Thank you very kindly.
God bless all of you.
Yes.
God bless you, too.
So we got all the, we have, look, all the men of God, the ministers and the pastors is tuning in, so I thank God for the men of God taking out time to hear and listen in. I'm so excited about the testimony, and I, you know, like Daryl said, I've known him for many years. We're like family. Our families know each other. Even our dads grew up together back in Great Street. I'm ecstatic to see that he is following the footsteps that's been ordered for his life from the foundation of the world, and I thank God for his bride. And for her being a woman of God that has prayed and plead the blood of Jesus and seen him through and him, you know, and all of that too, that, you know, when God has a purpose, you know, we can't stop the purpose. We can't stop the plans that God has for our life. Even in spite of what we see on the outside, we got to believe what we know in the inside. Amen. So,
Amen.
Ask our callers that's listening in. Just give you opportunities if you have a question or a comment. Again, if you need prayer, if you have a situation that you don't know what to do and you just want a word, a prayer, please fill dial one on your dial pad, and that will let our team know, again, that you have a question or a comment. We would love to hear from you. We are getting towards the end of our show, and we're just going to continue our dialogue. And if we get a caller in, I'll bring them in.
Well, I'd just like to share one thing, Coach D, that comes to mind. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I am just so honored to hear his testimony because he is being transparent. And I think a lot of times, you know, the only way you can help somebody through a situation, a lot of times is to have knowledge of that situation firsthand. Because a lot of people feel kind of hopeless. But to bring the sheer story to say, if I can do it, you can do it. And for him to be transparent and to answer any and all questions that we're posing, it just gives people that added confidence that I'm sure a lot of people would like to be relieved from that addiction, and it can be done, and he's proof of that.
That's right.
You know, I thank God for just being able to share, because there was a time when I've never been shy, but it was a time when somebody else made a comment regarding me being transparent that kind of hurt my heart, because I would share my testimony everywhere we go. If I got a chance to share, I tell somebody how the Lord did it for me and he can do it for them. And, you know, I thank him for the house that we serve in right now. We're at First Church of God, Center of Hope, under Pastor Jeremy Dixon, and we're located at 9550 Crenshaw Boulevard in Inglewood. And I just thank God for that ministry, because the ministry is doing some mighty, mighty things for the neighborhood and outreach programs, and we're just doing, I mean, whatever it takes to reach out and let the people know that those doors are open for them, not for the pastor, but for them to come and hear the word of God, that they can take the word and go out and tell others. So we're not looking just to win souls here in Inglewood and L.A. and Watts and Compton. We want to try to assist around the world. And that's
Amen.
Where it was happening with us. And I hope this testimony helps somebody that's struggling, because it ain't always been like this. It ain't always
Amen.
Been comfortable. It haven't always been able to just speak and tell others how you got to get self out the way, because there was a time when it was all about self. You know, I did it my
Amen.
Way, and that was that. But I thank you for showing me how to humble myself. And Sister D, I appreciate you, you know, just inviting us in, being able to share. And another thing, your son named Darius D.
The king, yep, just like, yeah, we got two Dariuses going. We got the kings
yeah,
in
yeah.
the house.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what I was about to say.
I used to call him King Darius.
Our son is named Darius also.
But then Daryl let me know there's only one king in this house.
That's right.
So I had to back up.
And Daryl, Jackie, I have one final question for you. And this is directed at both of you individually. If you had any words of wisdom to offer a young couple that they may be struggling with, maybe not this issue, but similar issues, as far as from a support point of view, Mrs. Gaines, and from a point of view of transitioning to a greater existence, Mr. Gaines, what would you offer them as advice?
When you get involved in a relationship, remember that it's no longer I and me. It becomes us and we, and then you can work together. You can work together to reach the next level in life.
Amen.
Amen.
And the same question for you, Ms. Gaines.
I would say if you're in a relationship with someone, you have to have an open line of communication. So if something doesn't quite sit well with you, you got to be able to talk to your mate and express how you feel about, you know, whatever situation is happening. Because if you can't communicate with them, then I don't really see a real relationship there. And I can talk to Daryl about anything. He may not like what I have to say, but I can go to him and talk to him about how I'm feeling, how he's made me feel, or, you know, a decision that he made that I didn't quite agree with. And, you know, we're able to, you know, go, you know, take it a little further from there. But you have to have a line of open communication. And there shouldn't be anything that you shouldn't be able to talk to each other about.
Amen. Amen.
Compromise.
Rules of engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for that.
Absolutely.
For those that's listening in, if you're just tuning in to this episode of Processing the Pain with our special guests, Daryl and Jacqueline Gaines, if you're just tuning in, you missed it. But you always can go back to archives. Our shows are always archived where you can go back and listen to the show. It's just been a awesome dialogue, awesome testimony of their journey, and it's encouraging and it's inspiring. So if you didn't get a chance to hear the whole thing, please go back and listen in. It's been a story of triumph and hope and substance abuse and how the man of God overcame it, and the woman of God didn't run at the first red flag. And so that's really, truly a blessing. So we just thank God for you, both of you. And I want to thank my guest co-host on tonight that rolled up his sleeves to come in and co-host this show with me. I appreciate you for rolling up your sleeves and coming in. Again, I want to just let our audience. Oh, you are welcome. Any of our audience, again, listening in, if you did make a comment, and if you dial one on your dial pad, that'll take you back out of the queue. so that if you did have another question, we'll know that it's a fresh question, and then I could unmute. But this has just really been a blessed show, and I just, again, want to thank our guests for being here. We are starting to come towards the last few minutes of the show. Again, if we have any audience members that have any questions or comments, please feel free to dial one on your dial pad, and we could bring you in if you have a question for our guest. We would bring you in. What I would like to do, since we're coming into the last part of our show, and we actually got some sound wisdom from the man and woman of God, the woman of God, I just know that I just felt such an anointing on you. Would you like to just end us in a prayer?
Sure.
Awesome.
Dear Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this opportunity to share our testimony with the listening audience on tonight, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for this platform being available. And we ask, Lord God, that we hope, Lord God, that we were able to reach someone on tonight and help someone that might have similar issues, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, that you continue to bless us, lead and guide us each and every day in all that we do. Continue to bless this radio station, Lord God. Continue to give them the resources that they need to continue this great work that they have started, Lord God. And let it be to your glory, Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you for this and all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, this concludes another episode of Processing the Pain. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for tuning in, and we pray that you will continue to tune in to Processing the Pain on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also have Relentless Pursuit on Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Relentless Pursuit is a show with various topics and guests for the young adults ages 18 to 34. Tune in to Relentless Pursuit. We also have on Tuesday night, we have Woman to Woman, and that is a show for women, from women. It's a great panel. Dr. Brenda and Minister LaDonna and yours truly, Coach D, where we're dealing with women issues, things that keep us as women from being able to be a sisterhood, from being able to support our sisters and uplift them and encourage them. So that's on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. So, again, we appreciate your support, and we pray that you will continue to tune in to the MCD Network, Relentless Pursuit, Women to Women, and Processing the Pain. Thank you.